Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, today, spinach, you know, spinach is one of those early spring vegetables, and you've been seeing it in the market for quite a while, some of it being locally raised and some of it shipped in from various places. And of course, you can look at the label and find out where it came from. And maybe you even have some in your garden, because spinach is one of those things that kind of likes cool. Even slight freezing weather is okay for it. So maybe you've been having fresh spinach for quite a while, but it is commonly found in our local stores almost year-round. But right now, you know, it's the season. Baby spinach is a variety that's becoming increasingly popular, and packaged, pre-cut, and pre-washed baby spinach is, of course, quick and easy to use in your meal. Baby spinach's delicate sweet flavor and tender leaves make it a great choice for your favorite spinach salad, or of course just mix it with other greens. And you can just toss the stems into your salad along with the leaves, because they are also very tender. Not true of the flat leaf, which we're going to mention in a little bit. Warm spinach salads made from baby spinach are also gaining in popularity. But the secret, if you're going to try this, the secret to a good warm spinach salad made from baby spinach is not to overheat the dressing. Dressing that is too hot causes the tender leaves to become soggy, and the salad will not be very appetizing. And it gets closer to cooked spinach, which is not at the top of my list. Although baby spinach is more commonly eaten raw, you of course can steam it. However, be sure to not overcook it, as it'll get mushy very quickly. It takes less than a minute to steam spinach. Now, most of us for a number of years associate spinach with the flat leaf varieties, and flat leaf spinach is sold in bunches, and because it grows very close to the ground, usually has soil attached to the leaves. So you need to be sure to wash it well. And of course, some of that is coming pre-washed also, but some not. So you need to be sure to check to see if the label says it is pre-washed, sometimes as many as three times. So when you are washing it, if it's not pre-washed, you kind of need to swish it around a little bit. Maybe you rinse it a couple of times to get the oftentimes sand as well as regular soil out of it. It's best not to leave the leaves soaking in the water for a long period of time, as they will start to lose some of the nutritional value. Although the flat leaf spinach has a chewier texture and is slightly more bitter than baby spinach, it makes a wonderful side dish that complements almost any meal. And again, is great mixed with other greens if you don't want to eat it straight. I'm guessing you maybe have a favorite spinach salad recipe. Some of the newer varieties of the flat leaf spinach are becoming increasingly and more available in our stores. You can look for red spinach and Savoy spinach. Red spinach has round, thick green leaves with a red center, and it is very tender and has a sweet flavor. Savoy spinach has crinkly leaves and is dark green in color, and is, again, a good addition to any kind of green salad. Now, spinach, of course, is one of those veggies that just is so nutritious for us, a great choice to have added into what we are eating. And when we can get it clean out of the package, it's also very fast. Spinach has health benefits, including anti-inflammatory benefits, antioxidant properties, and bone health support. So here are some kind of new things about the benefits of spinach. Bright, vibrant-looking spinach leaves are not only prettier to look at, but they are more nourishing as well. Recent research has shown that spinach leaves that look fully alive and vital have greater concentrations of vitamin C than spinach leaves that are a pale color. The study authors suggest that the greater supply of vitamin C helps protect all of the oxygen-sensitive phytonutrients in the spinach leaves, and that's what helps make them look vibrant and alive. And of course, that's what helps make the spinach more nutritious for us. Many people are concerned about the nutrient content of delicate vegetables like baby spinach when they are placed in those clear plastic containers in the grocery store display cases, and that's how we often see baby spinach. And they're concerned because they then are exposed to artificial lighting. So one recent food study has shown that you don't need to worry about that overall status of antioxidants in baby spinach that has been stored and displayed in such a way. In this scientific study, the overall nutrient richness of the baby spinach when exposed to constant light was actually higher than the overall nutrient richness of baby spinach left in total darkness. Isn't that surprising? The period of the time in this study was 9 days, and the spinach was kept at 39 degrees, and that's a temperature on the lower end of the scale most refrigerators. We recommend that your home refrigerator is 40 degrees or a little colder, but that temperature is what helps to maintain the nutrients. So these findings are good news for any of us that want to go purchase baby spinach in those ready-to-eat containers. A new category of health-supportive nutrients found in spinach is called, and I'll probably mess this up, glycosylcerolipids. And they maintain fat-related molecules in the membranes of light-sensitive organs in most plants. And, of course, they help us out, too. They're indispensable for the process of photosynthesis carried out by the plants. However, recent lab research in laboratory animals has shown that glycosylcerolipids from spinach can help protect the lining of our digestive tracts from damage, especially damage related to unwanted inflammation. So there will be more studies being done on that to see if that's really true. You know, one study doesn't say it all. So often the news gets out there that here's our newest finding, and when it's based on one study, small group, probably not very credible. Another in a recent study on the relationship between risk of prostate cancer and vegetable intake, including the vegetables spinach, broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, Brussels sprouts, mustard greens, turnip greens, collards, and kale, all of those except cauliflower, of course, dark green and leafy, showed significant evidence of protection against the occurrence of aggressive prostate cancer. So again, more research, but I've said it before, and I'll probably keep saying it, that nutrition is one of our newest sciences. So we just need continued kind of research to really get what's happening. And of course, our bodies are so complicated and kind of take care of us so well, if we treat them at all well, that it's sometimes very difficult to find out what's really going on when we relate to nutrition. We do know that certain unique anti-cancer carotenoids called epioxanthophyllus, and I really goofed that one up, are plentiful in spinach, even though they may not be as effectively absorbed as others. So you can count on seeing future research on this particular kind of anti-cancer nutrient, but they are found in plentiful amounts in the leaves of spinach. So as I mentioned earlier, there's a fairly long list of those greens, the Brussels sprouts, which is not obviously a leafy green, but comes from something leafy green, spinach, broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, Brussels sprouts, mustard greens, turnip greens, collards, and kale. And kale has become so popular, you'll see it on almost every grocery store where it didn't used to be. That's another one of those green leafy that's giving us lots of positives in terms of nutrition. But, I will quote Emily Kringle, our dietitian at Cass County Memorial Hospital, who says, variety and moderation, the best guidelines to good nutrition. So you don't want to eat spinach. Spinach is not good for you eating it every day, two meals a day. Do a little variety, and you can get some of the same nutrients. So variety and moderation. If you're thinking about making a salad with spinach, well, you can add all kinds of things to it, such as, I know one of the favorites of people's bacon. That's probably not the best, but, you know, a little bit of bacon, it's not going to overdo on the calorie side. And garbanzo beans, some kinds of cheese, tomatoes, you know, you can eat it just plain, just the spinach, or you can add a lot of things to it and practically make it a main dish if that's what you would like to do. So until next time, take a look at spinach and add some to your diet. If you think you don't like it, you need to try it because you might. Until next time, here's a thought related to lettuce. Lettuce plant, one row of patience.